Welcome to a supernatural encounter through the word preached by Bishop Ernest Ayi. Bishop Ernest is the chairman of the Greater Life Church, a vibrant denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. This message will revive, restore, and refresh you in ways only God's word can. Be blessed as you listen.
Can you help me sing?
To thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all to you, Jesus. surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
For the last time, let's sing it together.
Oh, I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender all, to thee, my blessed Savior.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus today. Thank you for a blessed day. Thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. We ask that you speak to us today. May our lives never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So, labor to be blessed. Hallelujah. How many of you have enjoyed the series so far? Labor to be blessed. Hallelujah. And somebody's going to have a blessed life. I know that 16 people heard what I just said, but I'll tell the 16 people again that somebody's about to have a blessed life. Hallelujah. When they are making a list of blessed people from today, I declare to you, your name will be on the list. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about those a list of rich people. I'm talking about a list of blessed people. I say a list of blessed people. Your name would be included. You'll be included in the blessed people. When they come into your family and they are calling blessed people, they are pointing at blessed people. Today, you would be one of them. I said you'll be one of them. However your life is today, it doesn't matter. Today, I add you to the list of blessed people in your family. I add you to the list of blessed people in the church. I add you to the list of blessed people in your generation. You will be called blessed. I said you will be called blessed. When they mention you, they will understand what a blessed life is. Anybody who doesn't understand what a blessed life is, when they look at you, you would be a perfect dictionary for a blessed life. I know you didn't get it, but those who are saying amen, it's happening to you. You would have a blessed life. Your life will be blessed. You'll be numbered among the blessed. Your amen should be louder. Hallelujah. Are we making noise? Okay. It's low noise. Reverend Charles says it's low noise. Hallelujah. Yes. You'll be numbered among the blessed. Yes. Tell your neighbor, I refuse not to be among the blessed. Tell your neighbor, my name is Ernest Ai, and I am blessed. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, I want to introduce myself to you. I am blessed, and add your name. That would be your story. I said that would be your story. That would be your story. Your life will be a blessed life. Your life will be a blessed life. Your business will be a blessed business. Your family will be a blessed family. You will be blessed. I said you'll be blessed. As you have been listening to this series, your life is blessed. I prophesy blessing into your life. I prophesy blessing into your career. I prophesy blessing into your marriage, into your relationship, into any area of your life that you need blessing. I prophesy God's blessing. Come on, shout out, receive it. It will be your story. It will be your story. Hallelujah. Labor to be blessed. Labor to be blessed. Labor to be blessed. You know, as I was making the declaration, I saw somebody moving towards a door. Moving towards a door. But there was a stone in the form of a ball, round. And it went ahead of you and it broke the door so you could go through. Listen, don't take this service for granted. Don't joke with it. Somebody, a door that you cannot open, that door has been opened to you today. I said, that door has been opened to you today. That door has been opened to you today. Somebody going to the university is receiving help today. 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 I see somebody taking you to the university. I see a scholarship taking you to the university. In the name of Jesus, receive a blessing is coming. Today, God has packaged blessings for you. Receive yours. Don't joke with it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say, receive yours. The devil is in trouble. The devil is in trouble. Hallelujah. Labor to be blessed. Labor to be blessed. Labor to be blessed. From today, may God give you the grace to labor for a blessing. May God give you a revelation to labor for a blessing. You know, sometimes when we look at what you are doing, the way you are doing it, it reveals your insight or the understanding you have in relation to what you are doing. Do you understand? Uh-huh. There are some people who do things because of mina kenke. Do you know mina kenke or mina kenfe? Mina kenke is what did they say I should say? Mina kenfe is what did they say I should do? Eh? Do you understand? Do you understand it? Do you understand my gun lectures today? Yes. Do you get it? So the understanding is not there. But I am praying for you that God will give you understanding. He will give you insight. May God show his light on you to influence or affect the way you labor for a blessing. Hallelujah. Because it's an instruction not to labor to be rich, but to labor rather to be blessed. Labor to be blessed. And remember, if you don't labor, you will not have profit. Do you get it? Now, anybody who teaches you to prosper and does not emphasize on what you do, listen, nothing will happen to you. Because remember that the blessing comes on what you do with your hands. He blesses what you do. So what you do actually creates an avenue or gives him where to put the blessing. It's like a bowl. I want to give you food. You don't have anywhere to put the food. We don't put the food in hands. We put it in a plate. Where is your plate? Where is your plate? So the work of your hand is your plate. Hallelujah. So if you don't do anything, you will not see the blessing. It's not that God is not blessing you, but he blesses the work of your hand. Hallelujah. So anybody who teaches you to prosper and does not emphasize on what you do has not helped you. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. So what you do is important. Or in other words, doing something is important. It's key to receiving God's blessings. I pray for you today. whatever these hands you carry, whatever they do, whether it is education, whether it is business, whatever it does, anything that these hands do, except you do illegal things, except you're an armed robber, except you deal in cocaine, except you do these things that destroy people's life. But if you do none of these things, but your hands finds legal, legitimate work to do, your hands are working in your education, I pray, may the blessings of Jehovah rest upon the work of these hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Father, I declare every hand lifted here. I declare these hands blessed. Today, I pronounce your blessings on every hand that is lifted. Anything that has touched these hands and has deprived blessings, has deprived progress from these hands, today, we curse that entity. And Father, we release a blessing. I release a blessing on every hand that is lifted in the name of Jesus. From today, I declare the work of their hands blessed. Anything they touch to do today, I declare the thing blessed. Let it bring a different result. The results they have desired but have never seen before. Today, let the blessing that comes from you and changes the results that people get, may that blessings rest upon these hands in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the blessings of the Lord. It is better for me to bless you than to give you money. Yes. The superior one is a blessing. The superior one is not money. It's a blessing. That's why the Bible is telling us to labor. Labor, whatever it takes to be blessed, do it. It will not come easily. It will not be smooth. But don't back off because it is not smooth. Hey, don't do things because they are easy. Do you understand? Do things because they are what needs to be done. Hallelujah. Whether simple or difficult, don't shun away because they are difficult. No. Nobody succeeds and thrives in life with that attitude. Don't run away from things because they are difficult. Hallelujah. That is why some people, I don't agree with them when they run away from their marriages because things are difficult. Things are tough. No. You don't run out. Even God does not prevent tough things from coming to you. Do you remember David the other day? He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Even somebody who has the Lord as a shepherd was not prevented. He was not immune. He wasn't exempted from walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He went through it. So you don't run away when it is tough. No. Watch anyone who runs in a difficult time. That's why when you come to my office, I have a painting there. It's a painting of three horses running. Three horses. One day somebody came and asked, why, what does it mean? They said, why are they three? It's not even as much as their number than who they are. Yeah. I said, why this? And I said that the reason why I like horses is because they are the only animal that when war breaks out, they don't run away. They don't run. That is why they use horses to fight in battles. The lion will run away. The cheetah will run. The elephant will run. Every single one of them will run. Not the horse. Yes. They don't run. Hippopotamus will vanish. Yes. But the horse is made for the battle. Ayasuyota. He backs off from no battle. May God give you the grace of a horse. I know you didn't hear me. I say, may God give you the grace of a horse. My goodness. Any challenge that will confront your destiny in this life, may you not turn back. I say, may you not turn back. May your grace be the grace of a horse. May you fight through the challenge. In the name of Jesus, you will not give up like others. I said, you will not give up like others. In the name of Jesus. You will not. Small trouble then, Charlie. Light turn off. Yeah. Light turn off. Listen, that's why the Bible says that if your strength fails in the day of adversity, then your strength is very small. Yeah, very small. Yeah. Adversity is what shows the strength you have. You see, your response in the time of adversity, not when things are okay, not when your money is flowing the way you desire it to be flowing, not when your wife is, she's making you happy and everything is fine, your husband is, doing all the things that you have been dreaming of. No. You see, naturally you'll be cool and everything will be fine. It doesn't show, it doesn't demand or it doesn't put a demand on your strength. No. It is in the midst of adversity. Do you understand? When the expectation is not met, when what you are looking forward to is not seen, when the experience you are looking forward to seem to have eluded you, do you understand? When everything you touch seem not to work. Hey, I got to a point like that in my life in the year 2003. So there is nothing on earth I was not in Pluto. I was not in Mars. I was on Earth. Anything I did on this planet didn't work. Yes. Yes. 2003, from the beginning, January 2003, to somewhere around May, nothing worked. Including proposals. Ha. Yay. Hey. I did not get 1 year to any proposal. I went to Lagos, they bounced me. I went to UCC, they bounced me. I went to KNUST, they bounced me. Even Accra Poly, then they bounced me. Hey! Hey! I mean, nothing. Nothing worked. Yeah, Acropolis. I went to Acropolis. But it's because the universities are higher than the polytechnics. Yes. Yes. So I decided to maybe the standard is too high. Let me come down a little. So I came down to. Even that one, they said, no. You are not the candidate that we are looking for. Yeah. Nothing worked. It was at that time. That I entered into my closet. Do you understand? I entered my closet and I locked my door. And I told God that you and me today. Yes. Same process. Somebody says same process. We wear the same pant today, me and you. Yeah. It's like a pastor I know who. Okay, now let me not give this example. It's okay. Let me not give this example. Yeah. It could be you. I don't want to expose you. Do you get it? I entered my closet. And I told him that, well, today, you either change my story or you take me home. One, choose one. Yeah, just choose one. and I did not come out from morning till evening. Yeah. I locked the door, I locked the windows. I didn't want anybody to hear me. I said, today, me and you. Look, so for, I said, I have never seen that season in life before. Nothing worked. I mean, to my amazement, I just looked at myself and said, hey, what is happening? Nothing worked. But that is not the time to drink DDT. Do you understand? Then your strength is small. That is not the time to go and take a rope and hang yourself. That is not when to a time to go and jump into the sea to drown, or look for a swimming pool and jump in to drown. Then your strength is small. It's small. Then you don't have strength. You lack spiritual capacity. You lack tenacity in the spirit. My goodness. Marosia. If your strength fails in the season of adversity, because listen, anybody you see who seem to have even made it and succeeded, sit down with the person, you'll be shocked. You will not like to know what has happened to them before they have gotten to where they are. Yeah. You will not. Yeah. After that prayer, within about 2 weeks or so, within 2 weeks, my whole life changed. Yes. Yeah. And today is the build up of that. Yes. That was the foundation of everything that day. Yeah. So when I see people trying to throw in the towel because there's a challenge, you don't want to associate with people. It's anything difficult. Yes. That's why people are laughing at my club, my team. They say, oh, Charlie, your people, they are beating you. I say, look, I am not a cheap supporter. Do you understand? I am not going to support Manchester City against Chelsea because they are playing better than us. No. Who thought that Manchester United will become what they have become today? Who thought? They win the premiership. They win it year after year. I mean, they clear everybody. Yes. Today, look at the way they struggle. They struggle to be in the top four. Not to win. So I say, look, everybody has a season. When your season of challenge comes, don't die. Because if you die, you won't live to see the glorious days. Because the Bible says that, weeping may endure for a night. Ah, yakasiantoya. I say, weeping, it may endure for a night. My goodness. And sometimes when the night becomes the darkest, it is at that time that the day is about to break forth. When it becomes most tough and difficult, it means that the breakthrough is just about coming. Don't die before your breakthrough. I said, don't die before your breakthrough. Don't. Hallelujah. I said, don't die before your breakthrough. Yeah. Go through it. Go through it. Otherwise, you will never have a story in life. Somebody, you don't have anything nice to say for anybody to be excited. There's nothing inspiring about your life. Because there are challenges in life. Believe it or not. It was when my daughter passed that I got to know what people have been through. I listened to somebody's story. I told him that, oh no, forget it. I don't have a problem. I don't have one. I don't have one. Yeah. He lost his daughter In 2012, he lost his wife in 2016. In about 2017 or 2018, his house with his children inside got burnt and they could pick nothing from the house. From 2012 till about 2018, look at what happened. I told him that, look, Jack, it's okay, forget. I don't have any problem in life. Forget it. Forget it. That is when I realized what people have been through. One pastor came. He came to bring his condolences. Then as we were chatting, he started crying. Yeah, he started crying. He was not crying for me. Oh, he was crying for himself. Yes, because then he remembered what he had been through. Yes. And he remembered the losses of lives he has had. I realized that no. Listen, people have been through things. Yeah. We've heard of Kenneth Hagin. All that we know, Kenneth Hagin, very powerful, a prophet, blah, blah. You know that. Did you know that he lost his child? Yeah. Oral Robert. Yeah. I got to know all these guys. Listen. Being a champion does not mean that you have not lost a battle before. That is not it. That's not it. No. Ayakoke baba nene mosaya nane. No. It doesn't mean that. It means that after you lost the battle, you got up. You put yourself together. And you staged another one. Yes. Ayakukeya. Your confidence is restored. It comes back. Because when you lose a battle, you become down, depressed, demoralized for some time. If you keep that state, you will never win any battle again. But God expects you that after that battle has gone and you have lost it, He wants you to put yourself together. Gather yourself together and stage another war. Stage another battle. Get another match. My goodness. Hallelujah. Yes. I don't know. Why are we talking about this? I don't know, but I'm sure somebody needs it. Yeah. Labor for blessing. Okay? Are you going to labor for blessing? Okay, I'm left with 8 minutes. Listen to what we can learn in the 8 minutes. Have you learned something already? Yes. Many people, I know people who never recovered again after a lost battle. Never returned. They never recovered. That is the definition of a failure. That's what it means to fail. Yeah. One of our prime ministers, he wrote ordinary level examination, O-level exams. He wrote it 7 times. First one, he failed. Second one, he failed. Third one, he failed. Fourth one, he failed. Fifth one, he failed. Sixth one, he failed. 7th one before he passed. Yes. He became a prime minister. Those who had distinction at the beginning, first attempt, they never became prime ministers. Yeah. So don't think it's the end. When your life comes into a confrontation with something challenging and difficult, yeah, you become a failure the day you give up. But even though you fail, if you don't give up and you keep pushing, I promise you on my honor, that a day is coming that your smile will be broader. I just prophesied to somebody. I just prophesied to somebody. I said, I just prophesied to somebody. I prophet. You will be like Sarah. She said, the Lord has put laughter in my mouth. God will put laughter in your mouth. My goodness. Even a team called Leicester, they became champions of England. They became champions of EPL. Yes. Yes. They went to relegation. They went, and then they came. When they came to win the Premier League. You see, don't just throw in the towel because there is a challenge. You see, that's the point I'm driving at. Because life has challenges. Life has challenges. How can you win when there are no hurdles? How can you even celebrate when there are no hurdles? Like somebody told me that I don't like the meat fufu, the one that they do know. You see, I want the boom, boom. You see, when I sweat and I finish, when I'm eating the fufu, it's nicer. Yes, when I sweat and I'm tired doing it, after that, when I taste it, it's nicer. Yes. Hallelujah. Can somebody hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Whatever happens to you, chest out. Yeah. Let the shoulders go up. Lift your head and keep moving. I say, keep moving. Keep moving. I say, keep moving. My goodness. Paul said, there's one thing I do. There's one thing I do. Only one thing I do. Yes. I forget the things that are behind. And I press towards the mark of the high calling of. I press, forgetting the things that are behind. I forget my defeats, my sorrows, my difficulties, my challenges, all the failures. I forget. It's I put them behind me. And it is forward ever. Yeah. I'm not looking back. One thing I do. What do you do? Which one thing you do? You have the list of everything. Every failure. Every difficulty. That's why you are not moving. You are not moving. Forget about them. Eh? Your way is your front. I say your way is your front. Your way is not your back. Your way is your front. I say your way is your front. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep going forward. Let's keep fighting forward. Let's keep pushing. Because we will get to that point. We will get to that point. I say we will get there. Yeah. We will get there. Eh? You remember the song? We are going. Heaven knows where we are going. We know we will. We will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will. Yeah. It will be long. We know.
It will be what?
They didn't hear it. They didn't hear it. Sing that part again.
It will be hard. We know. And the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know.
This band on drum is disturbing me. Let's go again.
It will be hard, we know.
Listen.
And the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will. We are going. Heaven knows where we are going. We know we will. We'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. know we will. It will be hard, we know, and the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will.
You see, some of you don't know, how do I come out of my present predicament? How? Yes. You wonder how. Don't worry, even Elijah, he got to a point that he told God that God should kill him. He said, it's okay. Oh. This Jezebel who has put her attention on me, hey, please kill me. I want to die. God said, look at it. Prophet, oh, major prophet. Yes. After killing 400 Baal prophets. Yes. Jezebel came and said, I want to die. I want to die. I don't want to live again. Listen, it doesn't matter how powerful you look. Hey, it will get to a point in life that you would feel, you would have moments of weakness. Yes. Like Elijah. No matter how strong you are perceived to be. But I challenge somebody here today. I speak to somebody's heart today. A heart that feels like giving up. A heart that feels like throwing in the towel. A heart that feels like I have had enough. I am speaking to that heart that there is hope for you. I said there is hope for you. Hey, Morosia, you are like a tree that they have cut you down, Amayesia. But I can feel and I can sense water. Hey, the scent of water is coming to where you are. And the minute your tree that has been cut down can sense water, Mariosaya, the leaves are about to come again. I said they are about to come again. Something in your life is about to return. In the name of Jesus, your favor is about to return. I said that favor is about to return. Something is about to return. In the name of Jesus. It's about to return. Something beautiful will happen to you. Yes. Believe what I'm saying. Believe it. Yeah. Your state will not be like this forever. Our state would not be like this forever. Akayana, I don't care who has been laughing at you. I don't care who has been passing funny comments at you. Because Satan mobilizes and organizes to make your pain, to make it more strenuous. Yes. But don't worry. Remember that when the night is darkest, the day is next. Is next. Hallelujah. May God strengthen your heart. May God keep you on track. May God keep you in tune. May God prevent you from straying away. May God prevent you from derailing. May God keep you on the path He has destined for you. Whatever challenge confronts your life, may God give you the grace to go through. The grace to go through. May you go through the valley of the shadow of death. May you not stop at the valley of the shadow of death, by grace to go through it, grace to experience and go through any challenge. May that grace come upon you. Hey, from today, I prophesy over your life. No challenge will ground your destiny. No challenge will ground your business. No challenge will ground your marriage. From today, any challenge that has the aim of grounding you, any challenge that has the aim of quenching you and finishing you, I cast them from their root. Today, may God release grace on your life. Grace to go through any challenge. Grace to surmount any challenge. Grace to overcome any challenge. In the name of Jesus. Makaya Thank you, Father. Please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Hey. Lift up your two hands with me. I'll call your name and I will see you. Tenacity. Kaya now. I want to pray that, Father, give us grace from above. Abaya kokema neneya. I don't know what confronts your destiny, but today I wanted to talk to God. Yourself, everybody, you know what is in your life. You know it. Everybody in their peculiar challenge. Akayana nenea. Pray that God would give you grace to go through it. Lift up your voice, somebody. Talk to Him. Kayama nene musi yakeke. Iko keba na nene musi. Never say that you this you can't handle. Never say that in your life. Never. Never say that. Makaban nenemeya. Talk to Him. Tell Him. You know that peculiar challenge. You know it. From your heart, speak to Him. Speak to God from your heart. Yako kama nene mosaya. Tell Him. Tell Him to give grace to go through. Ababa nene mosaya kaya. Hey, norosia kaba nene mosaya kaya. Weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure. Lord, he lifts me up. My life. Give me grace to go through that night season. In the name of Jesus, let it never be said about me that I gave up when I was confronted with this challenge. But God, give me grace. A grace that came upon David, which made him encourage himself in the Lord when everybody had turned against him. Pray that God will give you that grace. He will give you that grace in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and talk to Him. My relationship may be on the rocks, but I'm not giving up. Mario Sia Tanene. My business may be on the rocks, but I'm not giving up. My health may be on the rocks, but I'm not giving up. Pray for grace to go through. Grace to go through. There is no giving up. There is no throwing in the towel. There is no surrendering. You are pushing to the end. Grace to go to the end. Grace to finish the race. Grace to finish the race. Whatever happens to you in the course of the race. Grace to finish. You may have treated
Father grace to finish.
Grace to finish. You are praying for grace.
Father the grace to finish.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We bless your name today in the name of Jesus. Thank you that your word is tested and tried. 7 times it has passed all the tests, therefore never fails. We thank you today in the name of Jesus. Amongst the people who are gathered here, Father, let not one become a victim of any challenge in the name of Jesus. Anything that they are struggling to come out from, Father, today, let your grace be made available. There are some that are living lives that they themselves don't even like. But they seem to have been bound in that life. Today, thank you, Father, for grace. Thank you for a release in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the power that breaks the control of challenges in the name of Jesus, that breaks the stronghold in our minds, that keeps us grounded in the name of Jesus. Today, Father, let it not once be mentioned that any challenge has gotten any of these people down. In the mighty name of Jesus, Akoya, I don't know how it comes, but I know you give it. I don't know how you give it, but give these people, because there are many who are waiting for them in the future. There are many that will fail if they fail, if they throw in the towel, if they refuse to move forward. There are many who are waiting for them 20 years from now, that their ability to go through that challenge will be the reason that they also would make it. The destinies of many is dependent on their victory over any challenge that is confronting them. Therefore, Father, make grace available for these ones. In the name of Jesus, let every life here be covered and clothed with grace. Grace. Grace that brings confidence to go through. We thank you, Father. We bless you today. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, maybe somebody invited you, but deep down in your heart, you are not born again. Jesus is not the Lord of your life. Listen, it's not a joke. It's not a cliche. A day is coming. There's fire that burns without end. There's a place where the worms don't die and the fire is not quenched. And God said, I've sent my son. If you receive him, you'll be delivered from this state. You are here. I want to say that, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to make him my Lord and Savior. Wherever you are standing, if you want me to pray with you, I want you to lift up your right hand above your head. Your right hand above your head. Wherever you are standing, I'm going to pray with you. Jesus will become the Lord of your life, the master of your destiny. Ayekesia, and heaven would be your gift. If anybody in this place, you want me to pray with you, wherever you are standing, let me see your right hand and I'm going to pray with you right here in this place. You will never be the same again. Never the same again. Never the same again. Never. Never the same again. Everything in life is based on relationship. Your relationship with God will determine what comes to you. You have lifted up your hand. You want me to pray with you wherever you are standing. Can you come all the way to the front? Come here. Come all the way to the front. I want to pray with you here.
Come on to Jesus.
Lift up your hand. Come, I want to pray with you again. God bless you.
Give God bless
you. Are you clapping for them? Are you sure you're clapping for them?
Today.
Are you sure you're clapping for them? For them.
God come bless you. On God bless you. Come on to Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you. Lift up your two hands with me. Lift up your two hands. And I want you to say this prayer. Is somebody sleeping whilst we are standing? If you are seated, there's a problem. There's a problem if you are seated. Unless you have to sit, you're an old man or old woman, something, and you have to sit. But otherwise, have you heard of yomoistic and numoistic? Have you heard of it? Yomoistic and numoistic. Yes, I'm sure you don't want these definitions, any of these definitions to be applied to you. Lift up your two hands. Say this prayer after me. I want the church to join us. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Everybody, I want you to say it. It should come out of your mouth. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father,
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
I believe.
I believe.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
That Jesus died for me.
Died for me.
A sinner.
A sinner.
Died for me.
Died for me.
A sinner.
A sinner.
Died for me.
Died for me.
A sinner.
A sinner.
I know.
I believe myself.
Today.
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 Today,
from the depths of my heart,
from the depths of my heart,
I believe
in the sacrifice that Jesus
made,
made
on the cross,
the shedding
of his blood,
to wash away
all my sins,
today,
I receive
Jesus Christ
as my Lord,
as my Lord,
as my Savior,
as my Savior,
as my Redeemer,
as my Redeemer,
from today.
From today,
I surrender
my life
to you, Jesus.
To you, Jesus.
From today,
I declare, I belong to you.
Today,
today,
I declare,
you are mine.
You are mine,
and I'm yours.
And I'm yours.
Say, Father,
Father,
please write my name.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. Write this name in the book of life, so that one day,
when this book is open,
my name,
will be found in it,
because anybody whose name is not found, in that book, is cast, into the lake of fire, Father,
Father,
thank you for saving me,
today,
I thank you,
for
salvation.
Today,
I thank you. For forgiving me. All my sins. Washing me. Washing my sins away. Thank you. Grateful.
For
making me. A brand new person. I'm grateful, Father.
In
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Listen.
God bless you for listening to this anointed message. We believe you have been blessed and uplifted by this powerful word. Subscribe to this podcast to receive messages regularly. For prayer and counseling, please call or WhatsApp +233 27 974 7173. Until next time, stay under open heavens.